Stacey Kutchker, and this is Artscape. In this show, we cover up-and-coming events in the art sector of Salmon Arm. This week is Unplug and Play Week. It's to help celebrate National Literacy Day, which happened on January 27th. Today, my guest is Jennifer Finley. She is the Literacy Outreach Coordinator for the Literacy Alliance of the Shoe Swap. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you, Tracy.
It's a pleasure to have you here. I know there are at least 100 events going on around this whole week, but first, maybe you can tell me a little bit about Unplug and Play and where it came from.
So Unplug and Play, we've been doing it for 3 years now, and it kind of came out of the National Family Literacy Day concept. 4 years ago, they really wanted to focus on the play piece and how connected that is to literacy. And a group in Kamloops, very similar to our literacy group here in Salmon Arm, partnered with the city and a number of community organizations and put together these great week of events. And we thought, you know what, this is something that we really want to happen, make happen in our community. So we met with them and, you know, figured out what worked, what didn't. And then we came back to Salmon Arm and the Shuswap area, approached local businesses and organizations and said, you know, are you interested in getting on board? And we just have had an overwhelming response. So yeah, it's been really, really positive.
That's great. So what exactly are we unplugging from?
We're unplugging from screen technology, texting, phones, and we're not an organization that's anti-technology. I use my computer every day for work. I use my phone and my text capabilities. But we're really just trying to encourage families to have a conversation about what is a healthy technology balance. And a lot of times, you know, for parents of younger kids, if we say if a child's in front of the screen watching a TV show for an hour, then let them go outside and play for an hour so that they have that healthy balance.
Mm-hmm. So as a literacy advocate in the community, you must be seeing a lot of change just these last few years.
Absolutely, and especially when I look back to my own childhood and growing up, and you know, we and yourself included were probably from that generation where we were outside all the time and we didn't want to come in. And our parents, you know, I grew up in a city, and it's when the streetlights came on, that was our signal to, we got to get back home because dinner's going to be on the table. And we've really become a society of sitters, and there's a lot of time just sitting on the couch in front of a screen, gaming. The communication it's not so much face-to-face anymore. It's all, you know, electronic and online. And so there's huge social implications for that as well.
I know that there's a lot of research coming out too that are showing, well, in fact, I listened to a fellow on CBC who talked about the benefits and the faults with screen time, and he came up with a huge list of faults and zero benefits.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely, there's benefits as far as, you know, the access to knowledge and information that's out there. And, you know, we can have, it's at our fingertips. But there are a lot of, you know, things that we really as a society need to be aware of and really understand the impact. And you look at, you know, childhood obesity rates, you know, the whole physical health piece, you know, often people are saying now that sitting is the new smoking because we've just become a very stagnant society. Technology has made so many things easier for us, but there's a price to pay, and that's why we're really just wanting families to find out what that balance may look like, and it may be different in one household than in another, but it's really important to have that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the literacy component. Have you seen changes in actual literacy in children over the years?
Yeah, the literacy component is changing because there's a lot of literacy attached to technology, but that whole digital literacy piece is so different than, again, you know, from what we grew up with. One of the big things we're noticing on the literacy front is as families move away from books to more electronic forms of digital literacy, you're missing that attachment piece of parents sitting and cuddling with their kids, holding a book, you know, turning the pages, interacting with what's happening on those pages. So if kids are given an iPad and they're doing all that on their own, they're really missing that really strong social, emotional connection and attachment piece with parents. And that has huge implications as well.
Absolutely. Okay. Let's just talk about the whole community, how they've responded. Unplug and Play, you said, has been going on for 3 years. So have you seen an increase in the participation?
What we've noticed and what's so amazing about the whole North Okanagan Shuswap community is that people are community-minded, and when they see something that's good for kids, good for families, they want to be a part of it. And we have so many organizations now that we're in the third year. We basically, you know, we just send out the message when we're starting to get things organized in the fall, and people are like, yep, what can I do to help? We have other groups that approach us. For example, this year, Okanagan College is on board sponsoring a family music jam night where they haven't been involved before, but people know that it's an annual thing. Kids at school want to know, when is Unplug and Play Week? When are they getting their passports? When are all the free activities and fun activities happening? So it's really, become something that's very well accepted in our community and has huge buy-in from organizations.
That's a fantastic success, being in only 3 years. A lot of times it takes 3 years just to get people to know that there is such an event.
Yeah, and we, again, it was nice because we had kind of a template model that Kamloops shared with us. And then since then, we've shared our model with Vernon and Penticton. So it's really become a regional initiative, and we're always sharing ideas of what works, what didn't. And again, that community buy-in is key.
Yeah. Have you included other ages in Unplug and Play? Like older than kids?
Yeah, well, we try always to encourage people of all ages. For example, at the magic show last night, Leif David was the magician, and he's absolutely wonderful. And he's one of those magicians that, I mean, the kids love. He's got this great sense of humor, but it was also very entertaining for the adults. So we have lots of grandparents out, parents, people of all ages, and we definitely promote that for all of our events.
Absolutely, because it's an issue for adults too. We're spending a lot more time in front of a screen and less time reading actual books.
Absolutely, and the interesting thing, especially the first year when I was doing, we were running this event campaign, I would be walking down the streets of Salmon Arm and people would come up and confess their technology sins to me that, oh, Jen, I'm sorry, I had to go on Facebook last night. And for me, I was like, it's okay. You know, it's all about finding that balance. But for parents, really, it's become more difficult because so many people have their phones, they're available 24/7. You know, we'll see parents picking up their kids from school and they're looking down and texting at their phone rather than, you know, being present for their kids and making that eye contact and giving them a hug and saying, how was your day? Mm-hmm. And having that conversation. So yeah, it's really an awareness piece, definitely for parents just as much as it is for kids.
Yeah. Okay. I know we've got a ton of events that are going on. So it's been going on for a couple of days already, but there's still lots of events to come. So today is Wednesday and the show will repeat Thursday and Friday. So let's talk about what's happening tonight first, Wednesday night.
Okay. So tonight is our very popular Books with the Backs, and that's when we partner with the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, and all the guys come out in their uniform. We give free books to the kids. The kids get to go buddy read with a silverback. The silverbacks autograph the books for them. It's a really, really great community event.
That's kind of exciting because that's not a match you normally imagine.
Mm-hmm. And it's really good because the silverbacks are role models for a lot of kids in our mm-hmm. community. And it's really important to show that they value the importance of reading and literacy and to share that with the kids in our community.
Yeah. Well, role models is exactly what we're talking about with the, you know, the parent picking the child up. Well, if a parent's texting and dealing with work on the phone when they're with their child, that's what the child thinks is normal.
Exactly.
Yeah. So role models are absolutely a big, important, key aspect here.
Mm-hmm.
So what's next?
So today we also have some preschool story times happening this morning. Tomorrow we have our big early years pirate party, and that's here at the Downtown Activity Center. And typically we get, you know, 100 to 200 people that show up for that. Kids can choose and parents can choose to dress up in a pirate costume. And we have local service providers and Interior Health, the school district, our literacy group, child care resource and referral. It's a really great place for parents and families to come to see what kind of support network is out mm-hmm. there in our community. And then there's lots of fun. Roxy will be here as Patty the Pirate and providing lots of entertainment. There's free snacks, lots of giveaways for families. So for parents of kids aged 0 to 5, it's a really great event to attend.
Okay. And what time is that?
That one runs from 9:30 to 11:30, and it's in the Downtown Activity Center gym.
Okay, on Thursday.
On Thursday, right. January 30th.
Okay. Oh, my kids are a little bit old for that now. So,
yeah.
Although I do remember going to a few wonderful events when they were little. This community is really supportive of young families.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
And it is nice to have all of the service providers in one space, because mm-hmm. you often don't realize how many supports are out there. And when you have everyone in, and if you're a little concerned about your child's speech or, you know, another issue, there's someone there that you can talk to and get some help.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what else have we got?
So tomorrow on Thursday, we also have a partnership with the Sycamose Eagles hockey team. So again, that great role modeling. They'll be out reading to some preschool kids out in Sycamose. And then in Enderby from 3:30 to 5, we have a Come Try Curling event. And this is wonderful for families to come out. The gals and the gentlemen down at the curling rink are great. They have rocks that are weighted for kids, and mm-hmm. they have some aids that, you know, kids can lean on so that they're not falling on the ice. And it's a really great exposure to the sport of curling.
Well, that's nice. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. And then we're on to Friday. So that's January 31st. We have an early years fair in Armstrong, which is similar to the one happening here in Salmon Arm. We're having a parent and taught fun day out at Sycamose. And that's from 10 a.m. till 12 noon at the Eagle Valley Community Resource Center. There's another read with the Sycamose Eagles in Sycamose at 1. And then in the evening, we've got three events happening. In Salmon Arm, the Family Music Jam and Games Night. And that's happening at Okanagan College. And this is one of our new events this year from 4:30 to 6. So parents and kids can bring instruments, or there'll be instruments there. There's also going to be lots of games. It'll be a lot of fun. There's a pajama story time at the Salmon Arm Library branch at 6:30 with Artie. So parents and kids can come in their jammies and listen to some good stories. And then the magic show with Leif David is happening at the Enderby Library branch at 6:30. And he's absolutely wonderful. So I'd highly recommend for people to go and attend that as well.
The Enderby Library isn't very big.
No, and that's our worry. We knew that the Salmon Arm show would be the biggest. We had that last night, and we had over 400 people in attendance, and it was wonderful. So, yes, we'll cram everybody into the Enderby show. He's also going to be performing in Armstrong and at the South Shuswap branch on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of opportunities for families to catch him if they missed him here in Salmon Arm.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. So one of the other things that I wanted to talk about was the Drop Everything and Read.
Mm-hmm. Drop Everything and Read, we promoted that on January 27th for National Family Literacy Day. Mm-hmm. And we have a great partnership with School District 83. Almost all the elementary schools in the district had a time during the day where they literally... everybody in the building dropped everything and just sat down and read. We also had a number of businesses do that. If you look on our Facebook page, the Shuswap Children's Association had a Drop Everything and Read, mm-hmm. and their little dog Rolo was even reading a book at that time.
Well, I'm sad that I missed it. Can I still do that?
You can still do that all this week, and of course, all throughout the year. We're always encouraging people to drop everything and read.
Yeah. It always feels like we all have so much to do that it's hard to take time out of your day. But when you do, you're so grateful because it is restful,
mm-hmm.
and just switching your mind into something else besides work
yeah.
is so healthy.
For sure. And I think we have to give ourselves permission to, it's okay to, you know, just sit down and read a book for pleasure and enjoyment and relaxation, because we live in a very fast-paced society, mm-hmm. and often people, well, I should be doing this, I should be doing laundry, or I need to be doing this, but it's good for the soul, it's good for mental health, it's great for enjoyment, so yeah. we encourage it.
Okay, I'm going to remind everyone that we're listening to Artscape on CKVS 93.7 FM, and we'll be back in just a moment.
This is Jean Hill for Let's Make a Difference, a program to enlighten, inform, and inspire. We introduce a selection of personalities with diversified backgrounds and life experiences who make a difference in our community. We also explore musical genres, both serious and playful, in melody and song. Music can be life-changing, both emotionally and intellectually. Join us each Thursday at 4 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sundays at 5 for Let's Make a Difference.
Today I'm talking to Jennifer Finley. She's the Literacy Outreach Coordinator for the Literacy Alliance of the ShoeSwap. And we're talking about Unplug and Play Week, which we're right in the middle of, and the whole bunch of events that are designed for families and children and elders to come together, spend some time reading, spend some time storytelling, and getting in touch with our histories, our stories, our imagination. And Jennifer, let's talk some more about some of the upcoming events.
Sure. Well, on Saturday, February 1st, we have a jam-packed day. So there's lots of free activities for families all around the North Okanagan ShoeSwap. We're starting off in Sicamous, and we've partnered with the Senior Center there and the Lions Group. And there's a pancake breakfast and a snowman building day. So that'll be really nice to have the seniors and the families involved, and thanks to the Lions. And that goes from 8 a.m. till 12 noon. The magic show will be happening in the Armstrong Library branch at 10:30 and the South ShoeSwap branch at 2 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. We've got some family story times in Salmon Arm, Enderby, and Sicamous Library branches, all at 11 a.m. And then there's our exciting partnership with you down at the Salmon Arm Arts Center with our Build a Book project, and that ties in with your Family Saturday programs. And it is always very well attended, and parents and kids alike love coming down and making all sorts of creative books.
Yeah, I love making books. I mean, when we started doing this with you 2 years ago, we researched a number of bookmaking projects that were for different ages, and man, there's a lot out there. There's so many different kinds of books, and some of them are super easy to produce. And we actually made a number of things that we actually use now. We use them just for little message books and to hold little things like little tickets and little memorabilia. It's kind of amazing that the variety of things you can create with just a big piece of paper.
Yeah, and the kids love it. Like, they love, you know, taking that ownership of making their own book and being able to, you know, take it home with them. So I think it's an absolutely wonderful project, and I'm so thankful that we have that partnership. Yeah.
Well, it's one of the things that I think is so important about the Unplug and Play Week and your list of events is that everything has a creative component. It's not just about, okay, everybody stop and read. It's about creativity and imagination. And that's, I think that's key, especially if we want to encourage kids to write and be creative in their writing in the future too.
Yeah, and I think the issue with literacy a lot of the times is people just equate it to you can either read or you can't, and that's what literacy is. But we know that it's much broader. It does include writing. It includes numeracy. It includes that critical thinking piece. It now includes digital literacy. It's very, very broad scoped, and yes, that creative piece is so important, you know, not only to activate the imaginations of the kids, but to expose them to all sorts of different materials, being able to take that information or ideas in their head and express it on paper, either in art form or in written form. It's all connected.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So what else? I know you've got a million things happening there Saturday. So is that the end of the Literacy Week, or is that the...
So Sunday's actually our last day. So Sunday, February 2nd, and we're ending. We have a free family swim at the Salmon Arm Recreation Center.
Wow.
And that goes from 1 p.m. until 4:30.
Oh, that'll be another 400 people.
There's a lot of people that attend that one each year, for sure. And they've got lots of music and games and activities for the families. We also out in Sicamous for our Jam the GM Children's Book Drive. We've partnered with the Sicamous Eagles and the Sicamous Recreation Center, and we're encouraging people to come and attend the game and bring books with them. There'll be a vehicle there from GM that they can load their gently used children's books into, and then we take those and we redistribute them to families throughout our community. And then in Enderby, the last event for the week is a family skate and games put on by the Enderby Chamber of Commerce, and that's from 5:45 to 7:15 in Enderby at the arena.
Wow. It's just amazing that you've managed to coordinate all these events, but with the help of all the organizations.
Yeah, and again, because we're in our third year and people know that it happens, it really, we count on those strong community partnerships with all of these organizations, and we support them in whatever way we can. There's always someone there from LAST distributing either books or bookmarks, magnets, that sort of thing. But yeah, without that community buy-in, we couldn't make this happen. So thank you to all of our sponsors and hosts out there.
Well, it's all to benefit all of us too, right? We're all a little bit guilty of forgetting how important this balance is. And we do get sucked in and get very focused on what, you know, what work requires of us and Facebook and things like that, like you said. So it's so important. It's a gift to the community that you're doing.
Oh, well, thank you. And one of the challenges we have, because we don't you know, want this just to be 1 week and then everyone goes back to what they were doing. But yeah, it's definitely creating that awareness and getting families to realize, wow, this was really nice just to have a quiet night, a family board games. There's a couple families that have talked to me that they turn off their lights and they just play board games by candlelight, you know, or have family reading, you know, little book clubs, lots of different opportunities. But what we try to encourage is throughout the year, as a family, make it a goal for 1 hour every day, the whole family's unplugged. So that could be around your supper time, a time after dinner, where everyone's making that commitment that phones, TV, computers, everything's put away. Mm-hmm. Then we put a bigger challenge that 1 day of every week that families all together commit to no screen time. And then if you want to take it one step further, 1 week every year. Yeah. And that could be a vacation time, it could be time in summer, but really just putting things away and doing that face-to-face personal connection time, lots of reading, lots of interaction. So we challenge all families out there if they want to go forth and give it a try. I think it would be great.
Yeah. I know something that my family does. We love our audiobooks. And my one daughter in grade 5 was recommended a book series by Mr. Jacobson. And it's funny because, you know, when she came home and said, oh, we got to get The Ranger's Apprentice. We started reading it in school and I want to find out what happens. It sounded like a kid's book to me. And I thought, oh, well, okay. And I put it off. And then finally we were at the library and it was in an audiobook there, the first one, because there's 13 books or something. And we brought it home and now we're all addicted to it. So we're on book 10 now.
Oh,
so we
great.
Just go and get the CDs from the library. It's so perfect. And when we go on trips, like when we go up to go skiing or we just have to go, you know, traveling down the road, we take them along so that we can listen on the road. It's like there's a big grandma in the sky reading a story to us.
Absolutely. And we totally promote the audiobooks and through the Okanagan Regional Library System, there's so many out there. And especially if you are doing the long trips, when you put a book tape in or a book CD, now I'm dating myself, a book CD in, the whole family is hearing that story and participating, and you can have discussions about it, versus if you have a DVD player in the car with earphones, you could have different kids watching different shows. There's no conversation, there's no interaction, there's no discussion of what's happening. So it really is like having, you know, someone reading the whole family a book when you're on a trip or in the car. So it's wonderful.
And then sometimes we get back from a trip and we don't get out of the car because we're at an exciting part, or else we have to run into the house and stick the CD into the computer and play it for another 15 minutes because we're at that point. Have to know what happens.
Yeah. Well, I have a friend, and when her boys were young and they were really into the Harry Potter series, and so she would read from Harry Potter as they were driving. And I remember her telling the story, they arrived at a campsite one time and no one wanted to get out of the vehicle because they were at a critical point in the book. So they had to finish that chapter before they could go out and set up the tents.
I actually have a great Harry Potter literacy story.
Oh, good.
When my kids were little, we homeschooled them for the first few few years, and my older daughter was at an age where she was 7.5, 8, and she wasn't really reading yet, and I think she just didn't really want to, and I think what the teacher that we were dealing with said, you know, I think this is kind of getting to be something you better start looking into and figuring out what's going on. But we were pretty convinced that she would read when she was ready, and we started reading the Harry Potter series. And we were staying at a friend's cabin in the summer, and I was reading away, and my younger daughter fell asleep. And so I stopped reading, and my older one said, "Keep reading." And I said, "Well, I can't because she's asleep and she'll miss it." And so my older one, my almost 8-year-old at that point, just ripped the book out of my hands and just started reading.
Wonderful.
It was just like that. It was literally overnight. So we knew she probably could, mm-hmm. but didn't have the motivation until then.
Until then.
Yeah. But we had read to them right from the time that they were still in the belly.
Yeah.
So it was in their blood to keep hearing the stories. Mm-hmm. And then once we wouldn't tell the stories, that was
it. She took it upon herself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So I can't resist the temptation to talk about the upcoming exhibition at the gallery, because mm-hmm. it's all about storytelling. And we're excited, just like you have all these amazing community partners. We're discovering way more community partners to do with this exhibition than we even thought were out there. So the deal is in May and June, the art gallery is having an exhibition called Saga, The Art of Storytelling in the 21st Century. And Louise Wallace Richmond, who's absolutely brilliant, wanted to do some kind of exhibition about the book, because the book is changing. And when we started talking about it and looking into it, we realized the book isn't the central thing here. It's the story. It's how we tell our stories as humans, how we pass that information along, and how it makes us feel, how it adds to our self-esteem, how it adds to our sense of belonging. And so the exhibition has become about storytelling, which would include, of course, the oral tradition and e-books and graphic novels and puppet shows and theater, you know, all those ways of telling stories. So I'm really happy that you're on board with this, and we'll be working together to create some amazing events.
Mm-hmm. Lass is very excited. It's always nice when, you know, someone from the community has an idea, and even when we had, you know, your first community meeting, I think that was last week or the week before, mm-hmm. And just looking at who's around the table and the different writers and different representatives from the library system and the art gallery, and then just the ideas that come out of that, and, oh, you know, we could do this and we could do that. And, mm-hmm. and again, it's all about that community partnership and working together for the greater good. And
yeah,
it's very exciting.
Okay, and then the one exciting part, I mean, I'm just excited about a lot of this part of the exhibition, but one part is the Living Library. I just love that concept.
I do too.
So the Living Library is where individuals are the books, and you as a borrower can go and borrow that book and talk to that person and ask them questions about their life. So we're going to have a sign-up system where people will sign up to be a Living Library book, and we're also going to give them a category, just like at the library, where you have, are you in fiction? Mm-hmm. Are you in space, aeronautics? Are you, you know, farming? So you'll have a category, and then people can choose to take you out. And then every day during May and June, we're going to have a Living Library session where the person can take out the book and other people can come and listen. So it's just a neat concept.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful idea. We have so many talented people who have had just absolutely amazing life experiences living in our community. Mm-hmm. And I just think this is the perfect opportunity for others in the community to find out, you know, what they're all about, you know, what their past is, whether it's a specific story or a lifelong journey that they've been on. I just think it's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jennifer, tell us quickly about where people can find the information on all the events upcoming.
So you can go to our website, shuswapliteracy.ca, and we have a full list of events. People can also call me at 250-833-2095 if they have any specific questions about literacy, about Unplug and Play, or anything else that our organization supports.
Okay, wonderful. And then for other events that to do with the Arts Center, people can check our website, www.salmonarmartcenter.ca. And we also post upcoming events on our Facebook page, which is Salmon Arm Arts Center. So I'm just delighted that you came to talk to me today. Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Well, thanks for having me. It was nice to be here.
One last thing. What's your favorite book?
My favorite book, and that's very, very hard to narrow it down, but I think probably The Book of Negroes by Lawrence Hill is one of my all-time favorites. I love historical fiction, and I love Canadian stories and Canadian authors, and so that's probably up there as one of my favorites.
Oh, that's a great recommendation. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely look into it. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for joining us today. This has been Artscape. Join us next week for more information on arts events in the Salmon Arm area.